will maintain silence until we land aboard the Battlestar Pegasus.
Pegasus? That's just not possible.
Are you talking about Starbuck?
I wasn't comparing you. You're going to have to give me time to think.
Think of the impression on the city of Gamorre when they learned that I personally led the final assault on the humans.
Commander, I'm not picking up anything on my scanner. You won't find them on your scanner, Captain. But how are we... I can feel them, Captain. I can feel them.
We must take that base. We must take Gamorre.
That is one opinion, Commander. It does not happen to be mine.
Captain Apollo, Strike Commander of the Battlestar Galactica. Who are you?
Okay.
I heard him. It's a trick of some kind. They're all dead.
Poje? Did he say Poje? Poje, is that you?
Starbuck?
Apollo, it is. It's Poje. You remember, he was in our squadron until...
That's right, until he was transferred to the Fifth Fleet.
They perished in the Battle of Molokai.
2 years ago. Apollo... Either they're not dead, or...
We are.
Okay. If that's really you, tell us what happened.
How did you survive?
You will maintain silence until we land aboard the Battlestar Pegasus.
Pegasus? It's just not possible. Apollo, do you know whose ship that was?
Kane, the greatest military commander that ever lived. He was my idol.
Your idol will order you blasted out of the sky if you don't shut off your transmitters. case you clowns don't know it, we are right in the middle of a quadrant controlled by Cylon.
Oh, my Lord. It isn't a dream. And we're certainly not dead. It is the Pegasus.
They won't shut up. They act as if they've seen an apparition.
I'm still not sure I haven't.
Alert, Commander Kane.
Down to the last of it, Commander. I've checked every ship in the fleet. They're all down to life support now, unless we come to dead stop.
Thank you for your report, Charlie.
Frequency intercept scramble. Running a check on code IT. 186 control on manual
speed. Well, that's just fine. Just fine. They come all this way and simply run out of fuel.
That's not the worst of it.
What does that mean?
We're picking up some Cylon transmissions.
Good Lord. Is Cylon based on?
It's not military. What we're hearing is civilian.
Civilian?
Galactic fleet. Flight order 50 Tango X-ray.
I just don't understand it. We're a full star system away from any Cylon...
Commander, I can't explain it. But somewhere out there, not too far away, is a city. A Cylon city.
That could be why our recon patrol is so long overdue.
Captain Apollo, Lieutenant Stavis. How long before they would have exhausted their fuel supply?
If they've been using their thrusters, they'd be powered down right now. Sir, if we launch a shuttle probe?
Well, we must conserve every drop of fuel to support our life systems. Bring the fleet to a dead stop, please.
Yes, Commander.
It's just so unbelievable seeing all you guys again.
How do you think we feel? We sailed more than 2 yards ago to save Molokay and the satellite. Since then, we haven't seen a human soul.
And the rest of the fifth fleet
was destroyed. And if Kane hadn't pulled the most brilliant decoy I have ever seen, we'd be gone too.
But you must have headed away from the colonies to be this far out.
That was another one of Kane's touches. Now, he knew that they'd be lined up all the way from Molokay to the colonies waiting for us. So he turned us out to deep space and we kept on going. We've been fighting ever since.
Fighting? You mean running?
You forget who our skipper is. I mean, he doesn't know the meaning of the word run. We're on strikes around the clock.
With what? Now, where do you get your fuel and your ammunition?
From the Cylons, of course. Now, if you officers will excuse our guest, Commander Kane would like to see him in his quarters.
Get them something to drink, Tolan. They look big.
It's a very great honor, sir.
A very great honor.
Yes, I should imagine it is. That's just a little attempt at humor. Well, I quite resigned myself that I would never see another human other than my own people on the Pegasus. And there you are.
The Galactica, sir. Under the flag of Commander Adama. My father.
Adama? Yes, yes. Yes, I see it. Well, how is he? How is that old Madaka?
Well, considering the load he's carried since the destruction of our nation.
Yes, yes, I should imagine. And the rest of the fleet?
Only the Galactica survived, sir. Along with some 220-odd ships carrying what's left of our people.
My God. And I thought we had it bad. Only 220 ships left from all the colonies.
Yes, sir.
Well, my friends, our troubles are over.
How do you mean, sir?
Tomorrow we go on the offensive. We'll show those gall-monging Cylons how to fight now.
Yes, by the lords of Kobol!
A Cylon of fire is about to fall.
Picking up something here, very odd.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some sort of a visual echo. I mean, the Galactica's image must be bouncing off some ion field.
Feed it up to the bridge.
Omega, have this scan turret checked immediately.
Yes, Colonel.
Have control switch to high band. There's obviously something wrong with it.
That's a visual echo. The cleanest transmission I've ever seen.
Nevertheless, Commander, there's a signal coming over Fleet Comm Line Alpha.
Now, that's impossible. The Fleet Comm Line is an automatic scramble communicator between warships. And since we're the only surviving battle star, there's just no possibility of any signal like that existing.
Greetings, Adela. You old war jacket. Might have known I'd find you and your fleet sitting dead in your bathroom.
Case. Of all that's holy.
There's nothing holy about me, Adela. Except maybe what I'm doing to those skull-monging Cylons.
It's a miracle, Case. A blessed miracle.
I make my own miracles. But have it your way. Be aboard in a few centons.
I'll have some village ambrosia for you.
I should think so.
Commander, it's impossible. Kane perished along with the Sith fleet 2 Yarens ago.
Yes, Colonel, but that's the fabric of miracles. The impossible.
Commander Kane from the Pegasus requesting permission to board the Galactica.
I have a present for you.
Where are those space loiterers we picked up? Drop the set up.
I thought I'd seen the last of you.
You would have, too,
if my daughter hadn't cut them off. They were heading straight into Gamora.
The Delphian Empire.
It was. Before the Cylons turned it into their outer capital. It's now a model of machine efficiency.
That was a society of 50 million living beings.
Not anymore.
When it was clear that the Fifth Fleet was destroyed, I took every survivor I could aboard the Pegasus and headed straight for Gamora, their most remote supply base. We've been living off them ever since.
It's incredible. If they control Gamora, they wield power across half the universe.
The only thing I've been able to do is to keep knocking that base down so they can't get a good full strike at me.
What I never understood was why they didn't send out a force of base ships to finish us off. It's quite clear now why they didn't.
Yes, the Galactica.
They were having trouble with some kind of rebel fleet, but I couldn't break the code. I had no idea that there were any other survivors.
No. Nor did we. You've given a tremendous lift to all our people.
And a death blow to the Cylons. We're going to take them now, Dama. This is the turning point.
Oh, no, my old friend. The most we can hope to get from the Cylons is some fuel. A military victory is out of the question.
What are you talking about? I've had them on the knees in this quarter. With just one battle star. With two? Ha! I'll finish them. At least on Gamora.
And then what?
Then we'll have all the fuel we need. And a base from which to attack.
We can't secure that planet. And those base ships, which hadn't been bothering you, were after me, en masse.
Now, our only hope is to just keep moving. You mean run?
I mean escape.
But why? We cannot fly them, we cannot fight them.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm protecting 220 civilian ships which crawl along in space at a pace which is perfect. The target practice.
There must be some way.
I wish there were, but your knowledge of the Cylon supply line will be invaluable. If we could intercept several Cylon tankers,
why bother with tankers? Go straight for that fuel base at Gamora.
I'm dead in space. I can't leave those ships unprotected while we go off to take some planet.
Hades, hold it, Dama. Just give me a couple of you in your best squadrons, and I'll take that fuel base myself. You'll have enough fuel to take any place in the stars.
I'll be satisfied with enough fuel just to get us out of this quadrant. You prepare the battle plans for capturing those Cylon tankers, and I'll approve them. Meanwhile, I want you to enjoy a few centons of hospitality aboard the Galactica. You deserve it.
There's a certain young lady that I'm most anxious to find. It's quite unlikely, I suppose, that out of all those people from the colonies, she'd be one of the few survivors. But, she always did seem to know how to take care of herself.
Well, what was her name?
Her name is Cassiopeia.
I'll never forget you, you old war daggett. Hurry back.
Well, I can see she has the same effect on you that she's always had on me. And apparently you've never seen her before. Speaking of lovely ladies, you met my daughter.
Happy birthday, Father. I love you.
Sorry, if I'd met that young lady, I'd know it.
You met her. She was a pilot that almost flew you right out of your britches. Like father, like daughter.
What are you going to do?
Find a way to let him down easy. You don't just jump on a hero.
You're assuming, of course, Cassiopeia isn't going to be as excited as everybody else in the fleet that he's back.
Apollo.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. I mean, once you experience the aura of Starbuck.
I never said that. True, but I never said it. Let's face it, Apollo, he is an older man.
You're on your own.
Cassiopeia.
Hi. Hi, Starbuck. Is my father back?
Yeah, kid, he is.
What's the matter? Is that hurt?
Oh, no. It's nothing like that.
Come on, Muffin. We're going to find my dad.
I've got some news for you. It's about an old friend of yours. Someone you may have been involved with or just liked. I don't know which, but he's been found. Alive.
Who?
Oh, look, I know it's over between you, but he's such a legend. We'll have to let him down easy. Hey, if you want to do it, it's fine, but I'll be glad to handle it for you if it's going to be too awkward.
Starbuck, who are we talking about?
Commander Kane. Cassiopeia!
I'd almost given up hope.
Oh, I missed you so. But I had to stop thinking about you too much.
I wouldn't expect you to. Especially with all those young warriors around. They're all in love with you, I'm sure.
No. Only one. Starbuck.
Starbuck?
He's a great warrior.
Oh, he is, huh?
I wasn't comparing you. You're going to have to give me time to think.
We may not have much time.
I know.
Well, how'd she take the news? Worse than I thought. She wanted to be alone.
Starbuck, are you in a little pain?
No, what are you talking about?
Hey, it's me, Paul. Remember, we talk about things?
Yeah, well, I guess I never did like to admit that I form, attachments.
You don't even like to admit it to yourself.
You know, I've never understood that about you.
You were always part of a very big family. I never had that. So I just grew up keeping the number of people around me as large as I could.
So you couldn't be hurt by any particular one?
Look, I don't care if Cassiopeia feels something for this cane. I just don't understand the combination. I mean, he's a...
Too old? Starbuck, I think you'd better read up on your book of the word. Some of the elders of Cobalt were married to some very young wives.
Wives? Are we getting a little ahead of ourselves here? She wouldn't marry him. Anyway.
Who cares?
Not me.
Who's Starbuck? Oh, well. I'd seen her and marry him and no day and...
Would you stop? And who told you to listen anyway?
What about Sheba?
She's developed into one of the best warriors in the fleet.
She's going to be very unhappy that I've returned from the dead.
Children don't understand the needs that a man can have at different times in his life. You came to my life right after her mother died. May have been difficult for Sheba, but... Well, if it weren't for you, I...
Did you ever stop to think that maybe Sheba wanted to fill that role?
Well, she's my daughter.
I could be your daughter as well.
You could be. But you aren't.
Our basic strategy has just been to keep knocking down their base on Gamora. Every time they send one of their scramble-headed leaders in to rededicate that base... We go right in and turn it into scrap
now. Oh, hey, what about you guys? I mean, you've got to be raising all kinds of Felder garb with those tin heads. We do our best. As a matter of fact, we just shot down a Salon patrol ship. Mind if I join you?
No, by all means.
Apollo, strike Captain Apollo. I believe you've spent a lot of time on my tail. You are Sheba.
Yes, to both questions.
You can't be serious. You mean you shot down one Cylon patrol ship in a sectron?
Very serious. When you're responsible for the lives of hundreds of civilians crammed aboard slow-moving barges, you have to learn to keep a low profile.
Sounds like we're going to be incompatible.
We all have to learn to adjust. Even the legendary Commander Kane may have to alter his combat techniques.
And who's going to tell him that?
Being somewhat a student of your father's battle tactics, I think he'll come to it on his own. Not...
Sit. Relax, everybody, relax. We're off prime. Ah, this is good. Good what you're doing. Getting acquainted like this.
Since we're all going to be fighting together, side by side, I'm buying the first round.
First for everyone. For all my work.
Come, my sweet Cassiopeia.
You'll excuse me. I think I've had enough combat for now. Nothing changes.
Everything changes.
Not people.
Sheba? Can we talk?
Not now. I'm really not up to it.
We're going to have to work together if you want to survive.
Working with you won't be the problem.
This is the route where the Cylons run their fuel ships. Now, that convoy has already left Gamora. But if we use turbos all the way, we can still catch them before they leave this quadrant.
Turbos all the way. You barely have enough fuel to get there and back.
We wouldn't need any more than that.
Well, surely they provide fighter escort for the fuel tankers. In case of prolonged battle, you'd run out of reserves.
I don't fight for long battles with Cylons. They're not that good, and we are.
Then we'll send a single squadron from each battlestar.
No offense, but I'd prefer to use just my own wings in this maneuver.
Commander, I think for the purpose of morale, it might be best if we started to integrate our squadrons, give them a strong sense of teamwork.
Whatever you say, Commander. I'm sure my warriors will be glad to pass on their experience. Let's get to it.
Thank you.
Is there anything he doesn't do better than everyone else?
Oh, that's just his way of talking, Apollo. He's one of the best.
I've never seen anyone so treated like a god in my life.
Tyler must remember that he's kept his people alive in the heart of this Cylon territory for close to 2 yards. His men would do anything for him.
Rightfully so. I hope you know that this adulation, this absolute awe everybody feels for him, in no way detracts from how the men feel about you.
Oh, Apollo, we're not in a contest of popularity. We're in the midst of a life and death struggle for survival. We need heroes. Men and women that our people can look up to, gather strength from. And we need people like him.
They feel that way about you.
And I hope I never disappoint them. Now, come on, now. You've got to get going, too. I don't want the Blue Squadron reaching those tankers after Commander Kane has flown the Colonial flag. There's a matter of pride involved here. Yes, son. Good luck.
Father? What are you doing? I told me you're going on the mission.
It's just a routine strike. Nothing to it.
Then why go? We can't afford risking you.
We can't afford not to. I'll explain later.
Transferring control to Silver Spar Squadron. Launch when ready.
By the launch.
Blue Squadron launched and ready to rendezvous with Silver Spar Squadron.
Oh, it's jumped out to the target.
Captain, doesn't that sound like Kane?
Commander Kane. Don't speak unless spoken to, Lieutenant Boomer, isn't it?
Yes, but
I make it a point to know everyone's name in my command. 3 centons to target.
Commander, I'm not picking up anything on my scanner. We're only 3 centons to target.
You won't find them on your scanner, Captain.
Then how are we...
I can feel them, Captain. I can feel them. Just ahead, you're picking up an ionized cloud limit. That's where our target convoy will be hiding. This is where we split up.
I thought we were going in as a single strike force.
Right now, there are at least a dozen escort fighters ready to jump us. Do this my way, Captain. Blue Squadron, head straight in. Silver Spar, follow me.
It's like a piece of tactics, and I haven't even seen... I get the feeling he knows what he's doing. Anyway, we'll know in a micron. Stand by to penetrate cloudland.
Go to work.
For Lord's sake, don't hit any of those tanks.
Awful lot of them, Skipper.
Look out, Jolly. You got one on your tail.
Roll call. Son.
I think they're losing.
Let's go get them.
Thank you, whoever that was.
My pleasure.
Captain, on your left wing.
There's two of them running. Blue Squadron, pursue.
Thank you. escort those tankers in. Aiming at a fighter?
I didn't see him.
You didn't, Captain? He was as clear as Nubian sun to me.
Where are the two tankers?
I don't know, Captain. Looks like we've come up empty. Let's regroup the Blue Squad and head for home.
I'm sorry, Adama. But with all those ships in the air fighting for their lives in and around those tankers, I guess maybe we should have sent just my squadrons, huh? I mean, we do have a little more experience in hit-and-run tactics.
Yes, I suppose it was a mistake, mixing forces that had never fought together.
Commander, with all due respect, Blue Squadron was nowhere in the vicinity when those tankers blew up.
Nothing personal, Apollo. You and your squadron handled yourselves as well as any warriors I've ever seen. It was an honor to have you along, and I wouldn't dream of attacking that Cylon base without you.
We're going against the whole base?
I don't think we have any choice now. Do we?
Events seem to have left us very few alternatives. I'll give you my decision in the morning.
We can't wait for a decision in the morning. We have to work on my battle plan right now.
In the morning.
Adama, with all...
Yes, miss.
I'll be in the officers' club when you make up your mind. Sheba.
Father Heath. Sheba. I'd like to talk to you.
I was just about to join my father at the...
Oh, that's all right. Cassiope, I'll send you a place.
Look, I really don't feel that well. I think that...
What happened out there to those tanks?
You heard the report. They were hit by incidental fire.
You're telling me that someone as good as you are, as good as Silver Spar Squadron, has blew the whole purpose of this mission out of the stars by accident?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then we have found a witness or two, haven't we, Lieutenant?
The data from the scanners aboard the Pegasus make it clear that an attack would result in the forfeiture of countless lives. Those are losses unacceptable to me, even if we were successful in boarding fuel from the Cylon Depot.
Adama, we have no choice. Your fleet is standing dead in the sky. It's only a matter of time before their base ships attack.
There is a choice. According to my data, the Pegasus is carrying a maximum fuel load. I intend to divide part of that load amongst the fleet.
What?
Only a sufficient amount to get our people out of this quadrant without loss of life. With any luck, our scanners will be able to locate a secondary fuel source before we run out of it again.
Commander, with all due respect, we cannot risk the lives of our people on luck. All the fuel we need is right there at that base, tomorrow. And we have two full battle stars to hit them with.
And what do you think would happen if we left our fleet of civilian ships unguarded while we went off to conquer a planet?
We can be in and out before they know what's in them.
Commander, we have been dogged by Cylon base ships ever since we left our star system. They strike without warning. They could be massing for a strike even as we talk at this moment.
Well, anything is possible. But I prefer to deal with the probable, and the probabilities are, because of our combined strength now, that we can achieve our first clean victory since we lost the war.
I'm not interested in victories. I'm interested in saving lives. What few of them are left. I'm sorry. Colonel, carry out the task of distributing the Pegasus fuel throughout the fleet.
Commander! I will not allow that.
You have no choice.
Oh, I think I do. I think two Yarons and surviving Cylons and this quadrant without any help from you or the colonies has earned my people, my crew, the right to decide their own destiny.
In the same way you decided the destiny of two Cylon tankers?
I did what I thought I had to do to assure the survival of our people. How long do you suppose that fuel supply from those two tankers would last? We need enough fuel to sustain this fleet indefinitely. We must take that base. We must take Damore.
That is one opinion, Commander. It does not happen to be mine. So I'm going to relieve you of any further responsibility of making decisions contrary to orders. You're relieved of your command. Colonel Ty, you will assume the bridge of the Pegasus.
I want you to know that the men and I will follow you in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you, Sheba, but you heard the man. I don't decide anything anymore.
Sir, what we meant was...
I know what you meant. But what I did this morning was a matter of tactical misjudgment. What you're thinking of is mutiny. I may be the most stubborn, egocentric warrior in the history of the colonies, but I'm also the best damn warrior in the history of the colonies, and I don't intend to be remembered as the one who pulled out and left a lot of defenseless civilians at the mercy of those tin-headed, gall-monging Cylons.
By your command. The trading vessels of the colonial fleet.
They turn back before discovery, I presume.
By your orders.
Very well done. This is the final moment. At long last, I've overtaken Adama with sufficient strength to blow him out of the sky.
It should be quite a good battle.
It will be no battle at all. A single battle star is no match for three base ships. Oh, no. What we have here, my dear Lucifer, is what is known as a rout, a humiliation, a massacre.
Then you do not wish the port fighters from Gamma Ray, our outer capital?
The only thing I want from Gamma Ray is a welcoming parade, a victory celebration, a tribute from the people of Gamma Ray for the greatest military leader Cylon has ever known. I've decided that the city of Gamma Ray will be my seat of power. From it, I will decide how and where I will extend my dominion throughout the stars.
Begging your pardon, Baltar, but don't you think we should first go through the formality of conquering the humans before ordering our victory celebration?
That has a note of sarcasm, Lucifer. Watch yourself. You're not the only IL series Cylon who dreams of standing beside the greatest conqueror in all the universe.
Forgive my impudence. About that launch order.
Yes, let's get on with it.
Wait,
I have an even better idea. I will accompany the strike force.
You go into...
Yes. Think of the impression on the city of Gamma Ray when they learned that I personally led the final assault on the humans. Prepare a ship with two of your best pilots.
By your command.
Galactic Shuttle requesting permission to board the Pace.
Colonel, fueling shuttles are starting to come aboard.
Proceed with distribution of the fuel to all ships in the fleet. Yes.
Colonel, there's bad feelings festering aboard this ship. I wonder if we shouldn't delay this order until things settle down a little.
Commander Adama wants the fleet able to get underway within a Centaur's notice. We can't do that without fuel. Now carry out the order.
Can we be of some help, Apollo?
Not unless you want to assist in the transfer of fuel.
What transfer is that?
You have a job to do, stand aside. What do you think you're doing?
Fighting for our commander and our lives.
The commander has accepted the order. Now, why don't you show the same good sense?
Look, Captain, maybe you don't understand the situation. Adama humiliated the greatest man that ever lived. A man that can think and fight circles around your father.
She's right, Apollo. He saved every one of us from certain death. Now it's our turn to help him.
Look, no one wants to see Kane hurt or disgraced.
Isn't it a bit late to say that?
Don't you understand? Commander Adama had no choice. For better or worse, there can only be one leader.
That's right. And we've got the wrong one. That's why you're not taking our fuel.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Adama is the fleet commander. And he's determined that we don't dare send our defenses off to some Cylon capital while our fleet sits there helpless. Now, I happen to support that thinking, so you stand aside.
Well, now, what's it going to be?
Adama was afraid of. We're under attack. Let's get back to the ship.
Large Cylon task force coming in.
50 microns and closing.
Get me to Galactica.
Sir, 45 microns.
It's the largest task force I've seen since the destruction of Caprica.
What is it? What do they got?
We're not certain. But from the size of that phalanx of attack bombers, they have three base ships moving in on us.
Well, you were right. I was wrong. The fleet would have been defenseless now if we had attacked their base.
Well, right now, I need you and your tactical wizardry. They didn't use more than three base ships when they wiped out our entire fleet at Caprica.
Yes, but surprise was on their side at Caprica. This time, it might be on our side.
Pull out the Pegasus.
Exactly. It's on the far side of our fleet. I doubt if it's on their scanners yet. I'll bring it around and squeeze them in between us.
Don't take too long to be in position.
Well, if you don't mind my burning up half my fuel, I'll see if I can bring it up to light speed.
Do I have a choice?
No.
Be there when we need you.
I'll be there.
Commander, 25 microns in closing.
Stand by to attack.
This is going to be a classic defeat. Spoken of throughout the star system for 1,000 yards.
Launch fighters.
Put it on the line.
Colonel, I'm assuming command of the Pegasus.
So I've been informed by Commander Adama.
Good. I'll get that ship out of there. Swing her around on the 180 and head out on the course of 110. I'll rocket with you.
What about the attack force coming in?
You let me worry about that. Bring all fighters to launch ready. Be aboard 10 microns.
Yeah! It's nothing personal, sir. It's just that...
I quite understand. Who can fight a living legend?
Goodbye, Galactica. Goodbye, Adama.
You're finished.
Other field now. All batteries cement fire.
The Galactica hasn't a chance.
Concentrate our fighters on the Galactica's landing base. The warriors won't be able to refuel, reload, or land.
Fire in the bay. Damage report. It's out of control. Alpha Bay is completely cut off.
Away from the main fleet. They can't sail off using full battle thrusters for very long.
A word of caution. We too are expending great amounts of fuel in a sustained attack.
Yes, but we have a place to land. They do not, or will not, before long.
Silence on their rear flank. But the Galactic is reporting heavy damage to her landing base.
Yes, sir. Bring her around 60 degrees. We're going in. Of the last Battlestar's destruction.
I really think you should take a look at the other Battlestar.
What are you babbling about up?
It's impossible. No, it is a Battlestar.